Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me another opportunity to speak. I will be very concise. China has noted that certain countries in their statement emphasizing the identity of the victims of nuclear explosions and selectively didn't mention at all the actor which has inflicted the damage during World War II. As a victim of war in the future, in the past, China sympathizes with the victims of the nuclear explosions in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but opposes the misleading narrative of history. On the one hand, Japan emphasizes the explosion of nuclear bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, as well as the identity of the victims of the nuclear explosions. On the other hand, it has never deeply reflected on the historical issues in the World War II. During the World War II, Japan repeatedly used bio and chemical weapons, which are WMDs, as well as weapons in violation of international humanitarian law, the spirit of IHL, causing tremendous harm to people in China and many other Asian countries. However, Japan has been silent on this issue and even shrugged off these issues. China opposes such a narration and would like to take this opportunity to reiterate China's position. In our statement just now on disarmament education and research, that is the importance of having a correct perspective of history and earnestly draw lessons from history in order to prevent the repetition of historical tragedies. Thank you, President.